Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in again. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, when you call into the show, You can listen live, and you can also press the number one on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air and voice your comments or opinions. Okay? So, get on board. Press that number one. Talk on the show. It's Free for All Friday, right? And that's what I do on Fridays. I give everyone, anyone who's listening from here to Africa or wherever, then, hey, call into the show, press the number one, and be on the air. Okay? It's Free for All Friday. That's what it's for. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even if you have IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And hey, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks guys again for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and I appreciate you guys listening in. On a Friday night, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and you guys are with me. Hey, I appreciate that. And for that, that's why my show is growing so fast. I think we're starting to get together on some of these topics, and I ask you what you like to hear about, and you tell me some stuff that you like to hear. That's what I want to do, okay? And that's how I want to do the show. All right, 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day is nemesis. Nemesis, right? What do you think? You think of a nemesis as somebody you don't like or whatever, but nemesis is a noun, and it means one that inflicts retribution or vengeance. Just like I said, a formidable and usually victorious rival or opponent. A formidable and usually victorious rival or opponent. That means they usually beat y'all. This nemesis, they usually beat y'all. And I tell you, when I played high school basketball, we were in 7 Quad A. Back then, that was like the largest conference in the state. And, we played this team called Southwest Macon, and they were our nemesis, okay? Because they usually beat us. But we're rivals, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we play hard. When we went down there, they kicked us down. But when they came up here, I think we lost by 4. I mean, they won, of course, okay? But that's who they are. But we brought them up here. And we almost hurt them up in the gym that night. We lost by 4 again. But, man, we like to beat Southwest Macon that night, and they don't get beat. But, boy, the house was rocking, stacked from bleacher to bleacher. People standing up around the wall come see that game. We work, boy. We work. 818-301-5834. That's what Free for All Friday is about. It's about having fun. We've been working all week, doing life, paying bills, dealing with bills, dealing with some type of problem, and then I got to go to a buddy's house tonight, then tomorrow I got to do this and this and this. I mean, my Saturday is already booked out. And my Sunday is just about booked out. You know, a lot of it is football, but I'm just saying, you know, take my mother-in-law out for her birthday on Sunday, and, you know, we're trying to get her to do brunch so that we, you know, we can get back and watch the game. I'm not even sure what time the Falcons play, but if you guys know, someone text me that time on to my phone. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, on today's episode, which I said is Free Fall Friday, but I'm going to talk about Trump or Clinton. Now, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. I don't care if it's sports, restaurants, or even bubblegum. You can call in on Friday and talk about whatever you like. But I'm going to talk about Trump or Clinton. Okay? Who do you think should be the next person to occupy the White House? And based on, I mean, based on what's been happening over the last month, okay, over the last month, Trump been falling. And like I said, I don't think Trump wants the job. That dude trying to do everything he can right now to lose. He's trying to lose. And I tell people this all the time. Once the election is over, Trump's going to come out and give his little speech because he lost. You know, he's going to come out and say, my goodness, you know, I didn't want that job anyway. I'm just trying to open the eyes of the American people. That's what he's saying. That's all he's doing. Trump not serious about this thing. I'm telling you, mark my word. He gonna bow down and say something crazy on his way out. I'm telling you. I'm psychic like that. 818-301-5834. Now again, I mean, you know, Trump has said a few things that, you know, that I kind of like, okay? But I don't think they work, but I like it, okay? He was talking about, you know, shutting down the Chinese trade, you know, just about everything that we buy in America made in China. And if he's talking about shutting down the trade with China, my goodness, what's going to be in the stores? What's going to be in the stores? And China depend on us to buy that stuff. That's part of a big part of how they keep going. So, you know, hey, that, you know. But they want China, I'm saying, China will not allow the United States to sell their products in China. Yeah, you heard it right. They don't want the United USA made products coming to them. They say that they're, you know, they're second-rate products. They think their products are better. You know? And look at this. Now I'm saying this. If you come across an Asian American, okay, I can't say if they're Chinese or Japanese. I don't know. Okay? They look alike. So you have to say Asian American, because if you ask them are they Chinese and they Japanese, they gonna lose it. And vice versa. You ask a Chinese, are you Japanese? Are you Vietnamese? You know? And they'll get upset. Are you Korean? No, man. around you.
You know.
So I don't do that. I just say they Asian. But check this out. What I was saying is, if you run into an Asian on the street, on the expressway or whatever, and you look over and it's an Asian driving that car. Look and see what kind of car they're driving. It's not a Ford. It's not a Toyota. It's not a Chevrolet. It's not a Chrysler. But they are driving these Toyotas, Nissans, Kias. I mean, they driving all the foreign stuff. They don't buy American products. So I feel like Trump, you know, hey, if they don't buy our product, we shouldn't buy theirs. You know, we need to open things back up over here. Start making money here. Keeping that money right here. China will fall apart. So, you know, I like that idea, but it's not going to happen. Okay? Again, today is Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. Now, it's the weekend, right? Did I give you guys the weather? I didn't even give out the weather, man. I'm sorry. As the site updates, 78 degrees right now and sunny in the ATL. And tomorrow you're looking at a high of 77, low 58. On Sunday, 79, low 55, partly cloudy. And then Monday, we jump back up to sunny skies and 83 as our high. So you're looking at the high 50s at night. So it's supposed to be 60 tonight. So that's perfect weather. I mean, to sit out and, you know, smoke a cigar or, you know, have a cocktail and just kind of chill. But I tell you, if your yard or patio or whatever is anything like mine, you need to go ahead now and put you some mosquito stuff out there. Try to run the mosquitoes away before you go out there. Because if you don't, they gonna eat you alive. But what I do, you know, I put on long sleeves and I put on long, you know, pants, and I have some socks on. Because whatever that skin they can find, other than your hands, sometimes they'll hit your hands, but, you know, usually you feel them hit your hands. But put you some socks on. I'm telling you, because we, you know, a few minutes ago, we just got clobbered out there. We were out there chilling a little bit before the show, and, man, it just, whew, they were on you. But, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend, nice nights. I mean, this what fall, coming into fall is all about. Getting out in the yard and, you know, maybe start raking leaves at a certain point. And then barbecuing at the same time. Hey, check the ribs. Okay. So you run over there and check the ribs while you raking the yard. Then by the time you finish raking the yard and get a good rake on, it's time to pull the food off and go eat, and then you can get back to it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And put something else on the grill. I advise you guys to grill as much as you can. Grill your meat as much as you can. It's healthier for you, supposedly, and, you know, that's how it is. But, you know, getting back to the show, I think that Clinton's going to win, period, hands down. It's going to be a landslide, I think. And like I said, Trump's going to give up. But we'll see what happens, right? November. I hope all of you guys are registered to vote and gonna vote or early vote, whatever you want to do. But I wanted to, you know, plead to you guys to, for sure, if you're not registered, register. And then if you're already registered, please vote. Yeah, people say, my vote don't count. Why not? We're not a delegate state. Well, actually, we are a delegate state because we, you know, people don't know this. And like I said, I was going to do a show on these delegates, but I was reading something about the delegates. And each state has so many. If you get so many votes out of a certain state, you get a delegate or two for that state, from that state. So, and it's all about the popular vote. So, you know, we, that's different stuff. Imperative that you guys vote and vote for who you like. I'm not trying to sway you in any way. I just want you to vote. You know, what'd you call it? What I'm trying to say, administer that right. What I'm trying to say, use that right. You know, you got the right to vote, vote. Because you got to vote for not only the presidency, but you're looking at some local politicians that you have to vote for. And those are the ones that you need to study. You know, you see Trump and Hillary all over the place, and you know what they're about. But you don't know about your local politician and what and why he wants the job. That's what you need to research. I mean, he's got his website set up. You can go to his website if you know his name. Go to his website or just Google who's running for office in Atlanta or in your area. And it'll come up, and you can go to their site and see what they're about. And then make your decision and go vote for that. Because that's what really impacts you, okay? Your local community, your local stuff. It's hard to do something on a national basis, you know. But you got to vote for it, and then you got to do your local stuff and vote for the person that you want to represent you in your local community and what they're about to do. Because that's what's important to you. I think it's important to do your local stuff, shop in your community. Y'all with me? You know, why go to Roswell and shop? Well, Frank, I was coming from up there. You know, I had to go up there and pick up a part for my car, so I was coming from way up there. And then, as I was coming back, you know, I stopped in Roswell and bought my stuff. Well, they're not a part of your community. Their prices are probably higher, community. And you spending money in their community. You making those people rich. Why not spend it in your community? Wherever you live, that's what I'm saying. Patronize your local businesses. And as they grow, everything grows. Property value, your property value grow. And things are starting to grow in your community. So that's what it's all about. You spend money in your community, not somebody else's community. You want the businesses in your area to thrive. I'm sorry. You want businesses in your area to thrive. All right? Because if you wanted to start a business, that's where you want to start it, in your community. If you can't survive a business in your community, then, you know, you're not doing something right. So feed your community, because they're going to feed you. And that's where all your stuff needs to be. So do that, guys. Again, feed your community. Let's see. I'm just about out of time. I'm just about to shut down the show and get my weekend started. Join me on Monday. Monday, we'll be here Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. And if you're listening online, go ahead and press that button there that says follow this show and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And I will, as I put my show notes out there, you'll get that immediate email or however you set it up to do, showing my show notes. And you can read about the show and see if you'd like to join in, listen in, or call in, or what have you. So that's the way it works, right? And you guys tell somebody about me, and the show will grow. And I want to start to give away T-shirts here soon. And, you know, I'm going to ask some questions about the show. And if you can get those questions right, then you'll get a show T-shirt. So that's coming, you know, soon. So look out for that. But anyway, Monday morning, we'll be here at 10:30 a.m. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. And let's see if we can close out with this. Hey, be careful this weekend. Take care of yourselves and take care of your families. And again, get out there. Crank up the grills, y'all, and crank up the grills this weekend. And, you know, do your thing, okay? And I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10:30. It's Frank Williams. I'm over, and I'm out.
That's me.
Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling in my prom. I stay sweet. Ain't nobody balling like me.
It goes, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the biggest baller of all? Yeah. I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine. The girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies. All Arabian with two or three wives. Two or three houses to hide. 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies as wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tides. 4-bedroom duplex in the sky. Nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6 moonwalking shit. I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering. I'm so frozen, and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down 5 miles.